Well, welcome back to the Happy, Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane Schröter, and I'm here today with a very special guest. Tiffany is going to share a little bit about her superpower, and I can tell you already one thing, it's going to be an amazing episode. So Tiffany, why don't you get yourself introduced, and I can't wait to hear more from you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So I'm Tiffany Olzik, and I'm a wellness coach. I like to say I was a public policy researcher and a communications consultant turned holistic wellness coach. So quite the shift. And I made that shift about a year ago. And so I just opened my practice, Porpoiseful Wellness Coaching. And my goal is to help women break toxic stress cycles that can lead to burnout, because I experienced that myself in the corporate world. And so I use mindfulness and dance to do that, and I'm loving it so far.
Oh, I always love when coaches experience a transformation and then they essentially teach what they really went through themselves, because you can't really share something that is not authentic and true. So if you're the perfect example of sharing something that worked for you and letting others know, it's completely normal to feel this way. I've been there, I've done that, and this is what helped me. How amazing. So what is your superpower? Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this before the show, and I landed on two things. So I'm going to say two superpowers here. So first one is my intuition. I think when I was trying to leave corporate, I was in corporate for 10 years, and then trying to shift to open my own business and be an entrepreneur, there was always this feeling of, I want to do more. I'm not making the kind of impact I want to make. And it wasn't more in a sense of, you know, work till I drop more. It was more of, I want to make an impact in the world. I have gifts that I almost have to shield in the environment that I was in. And so that nudge and that intuition to make a change is always really strong for me. And I think it really applies when I'm working with my clients too, because I can read their energy. I can usually read the room really well. And so yeah, I think that's definitely one. And then the other I thought of was creativity, just because I try to infuse it in everything I do. But I clearly remember when I was in college a while back, trying to pick a major, going, I have no idea what I can do, because I was a good student. There were so many options. And yeah, I had such a hard time choosing, because I could do so many things. And I think I said to myself, I don't think the thing I want to do is like exist yet. And I told myself that, and then I kind of let time go by. And now here I am being an entrepreneur and creating my own way.
You know, the overwhelm is real. I see that in my students. And I sometimes think that, especially when you're at this crossroad and you could go for this major or this specialization, or rather focus on these classes, that we tend to be too hard on ourselves, and we expect that we know all the answers. And I think that quite honestly, it's absolutely okay to say, I don't know. I don't know. And we sometimes think that people that graduated from college, they all had it figured out when they're going through their college career process. When reality, really, when I went through my PhD program, I basically applied because I really didn't know what else to do. So it seemed like the logic next thing to do, I've got my master's, I'm going to get my PhD. But did I know that I would be a college professor after I graduated with my PhD? Absolutely not. So I would encourage you to, sometimes when you are at the crossroad, just kind of sitting down and looking back how far you've already come and figuring out what little steps transformed your life, because these little steps might just spark some energy for going the one way in the path or the other way in the path. And I love how you described this to us, because it sounded like your previous career was not the path you wanted to go, but maybe rather taking this other path. So what was the biggest challenge in your life, Tiffany?
Yeah, so I think honestly, to date, it's really been the fact that I left a very secure job from a financial standpoint, and also that feeling of security. And I said to myself, I'm going to follow my intuition. I'm going to follow that nudge to do something more impactful, to do something greater with my time and with my gifts. And it's definitely been a challenge to kind of put down that, you know, 9 to 5 mindset and then put on the entrepreneur hat and learn all there is to know about building a business and kind of being a solopreneur. So I'm doing it all. And I think the biggest challenge in all of that is betting on myself. And I think in corporate, I believed that I could do all these things and I was very successful. I had so much evidence of that. I could do all the things I was being asked to do, climb the ladder. But as an entrepreneur, you really have to believe that what you want, your vision is possible. And so I think I'm constantly, you know, almost in that cycle of self-doubt where it's like, oh, well, this is my vision. It shifted a little bit. So maybe that's not possible. So it's overcoming that self-doubt and letting my authenticity come through more. Because in, you know, when you're in a 9 to 5 and you have that more structured environment, you really can't be your full self most of the time. But in my business, I have so much freedom to do that. It's just sort of giving myself the permission to. So I think for me, definitely that shift, like leaving the stability and then saying, okay, let me better myself. Let's go.
I love that you're talking about this because it has like two points that I personally embrace as an entrepreneur and as a coach. One of them being that if you leave that secure environment, all of a sudden there is no supervisor there that can give you a pat on the shoulder or write you an evaluation and say, job well done. So that really leads to the next thing, that you need to reach out and build collaboration and build community, because those people then will be the people that actually give you the high five. And they will be the one that share, I had a bad day yesterday and today is just okay. So I'm hoping that tomorrow will be great. Because clearly being an entrepreneur is absolutely not a straight line. Even if you decide which path to take at the crossroads, it's not like you look ahead and you're like, okay, I need to go right there. Because guess what? If you have some goal on the horizon, you actually, probably your horizon will change. And in reality, of course, it might be an ideal goal that you're never going to reach this way. So you also need to think like, can we actually walk to the horizon? No, we actually can't. So maybe I need to be much less perfectionist on myself and much more realistic on where am I trying to go, and then also share this with others who are experiencing the same issues, because all wins are great wins. And it's not really something that we frequently share because we think that it can just be the big stuff, right? So I call this petite practice, right? Really going small steps and sharing the small wins along the way is really what builds that momentum to keep going to your goal. Yeah. And Tiffany and I, we've been working together since nearly a year. And yeah. So this is like absolutely amazing how far you have come. So I'm giving you a high five right now. I mean, you should be so proud of yourself. What helped you to go through that challenge, to go to that next step, to where you felt you left your job, you experienced the challenge? What is it that helped you through this?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. So, and you touched on it, it's sort of finding community has been so important. And so networking with individuals like you who inspire me and other people who are, especially the women that are, I actually had a mentor once say, being unapologetically themselves, like the women that are out there knowing what their gifts are and they're not afraid to share them. And they're going out there saying, here's what I offer. It may or may not be for you, but I'm still going to offer it anyway. And so having that confidence and that radiance, those kind of people really inspire me. And so I've been following and networking with these individuals. And, you know, there are a few individuals on a more national level that I follow, but also locally, I've connected with so many women that are either had similar stories to me, or they're doing the hard thing anyway. And so on the days where I'm like in that dip, because like you said, it's not a straight line entrepreneur. On the days where I'm in the dip, I try to reach out to those people, or I remember some of the tools I've been given by some of the people. So some of them were like spiritual entrepreneurs. And so they're energy healers, for example. And so I've tried Reiki, or really work on my mind-body connection more. And so doing the internal work for myself has been so important. And I'm realizing in my own practice, the more I do that, the more I'm able to share what I learn with other people and encourage them to do the same. Because you could go out and do all these strategies, but if you're not working on yourself, it's almost like your business is affected as well. And so, yeah, the networking, but also a lot of internal sort of self-development work, definitely.
You are touching on the fact that you're kind of working on this local, state, national level, because there's opportunities, of course, to meet in real life. And I would always encourage to do that as well, to where you're kind of looking around. You can talk to your spouse and your family all day long, but I'm sure there's also local meetup groups, and those will be nice because you can actually sit in a room full of people. And so don't disregard that energy that comes from there. And I love when I meet with Tiffany via Zoom, because it is honestly something like I'm sitting with her in the room right now. And I want to point out the color matching thing that happened today, because we didn't plan this. But it's quite honestly, it's connecting already. So even though we have time zones between us and a lot of miles, it is honestly like, you know, sharing a coffee right now and chatting with a good friend and sitting down and inspiring each other and kind of like, you know, brainstorming, okay, what comes next on my path? What road do I need to take here? And then go for it and share. Or the next, you know, call, it's like, all right, this is what I actually ended up doing, and this is how it ended up being. And nobody ever has any expectations that when you decide on a path, it's actually going to be the winning formula, because we don't know. There's no magic ball that will tell you it's going to happen, right? You just have to try it and go for it. That's mainly what successful entrepreneurs tell you. They will tell you, I failed thousands of times. And then you're like, how are you successful? Well, because I failed 1,000 times. That means I actually always got up and kept going. And maybe there was another failure, and maybe there was another one, but it also meant that I didn't look at one failure as the sign to stop, which is frequently what entrepreneurs do. They're like, oh, I'm just not cut out for that, right? You actually just have to keep going. So Tiffany, share a little bit about getting in touch with you, connecting more with you. I'm sure the audience would love to hear that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my website is porpoisefulwellness.com. So porpoise, like the dolphin, porpoisefuel wellness.com. And then I'm on Instagram, so at Porpoiseful Wellness. And I'm also on LinkedIn at Tiffany Olchuk, MPH. And so you can find me in all those places, whatever you prefer. And I'm really excited to connect with everyone.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. To the audience, why don't you share down in the comments, what was the most surprising thing you heard today? Maybe something that really kind of let you think, oh my gosh, I totally experienced this myself and I have not thought about this. I would love to hear from you. And of course, reach out, like this episode, tune into my other episodes, leave a comment on Apple Podcast and a review. I would be so appreciated, of course. And stay healthy, happy, and keep hustling along. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane Schröter, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you.